Streetcars are nothing new. Seattle's first streetcar line was built in the late 19th century. But at some point, modern-day streetcars, like the infamous South Lake Union Transit, the SLUT for short, got a bad rap. Streetcars operate in traffic, so they have to compete with bikes, cars, police officers directing that traffic. Sometimes it's faster to just get out and walk. But reporter Nate Berg says Seattle's new streetcar line, the Center City Connector, could change the tide. The connector would run from Pioneer Square to South Lake Union, and like European streetcar lines, it would have an exclusive lane. Berg says that will make it more useful as part of Seattle's overall transit system.
It's definitely the first modern iteration of a streetcar in the U.S. that's operating on an exclusive lane. What Seattle's Center City Connector is potentially going to prove is that when streetcars run on exclusive lanes and not intermixed with traffic and all the congestion they bring, that they can actually run more efficiently and kind of serve more of a purpose for actually moving people around the city rather than just encouraging real estate development.
Seems kind of logical. I'm speaking with Nate Berg. He's a freelance reporter who covers urban areas and transit. And I want to take a step back because streetcars are really nothing new. They're quite old in Seattle. How, in general, has this system of transit fared in the United States compared to things like buses and subways?
Well, obviously, there's a long history of streetcars in the U.S. and part of the 20th century, and those have all sort of faded away. And buses and subway systems, light rail systems, have become sort of the go-to transit of the modern age. And while those systems are incredibly efficient and in some ways much cheaper and easier, the streetcar sort of has this nostalgic hook to it that people seem to really like, but I think that runs counter to their actual usefulness.
Well, that leads me to the big question here. Why would Seattle invest the kind of money that it's investing in the Center City Connector line in particular? There is also a line that is up on First Hill and the South Lake Union line. Is this a case of us just wanting to be romantic and return to our transit routes for some historical reason?
Well, I think the city's transportation planners and its own master plan have called for more transit access in the city and have envisioned a grander system of streetcars. But I think the ball sort of got rolling on that front because of the interest in real estate development in the South Lake Union neighborhood. Now the sort of streetcar system has kind of had to lag along with that. Ideally, it'll help improve transportation in the city, but I think it'll be sort of a small part of that.
I'm just thinking back to successful streetcar lines that I have personally ridden in Europe. In your mind, do you think that streetcars can ever be a sustainable piece of the U.S. transportation infrastructure?
I think they could. I mean, there's definitely the potential there. Obviously, a lot of cities in Europe have done it pretty well. But one of the big things that that's going to require is more exclusive lanes, like what Seattle is doing, pioneering in a way, and, you know, just a bigger system. And, you know, that's expensive to do. And the appetite for transit in the U.S. has been pretty low historically. You know, unless these systems get bigger and get more efficient in terms of being faster and avoiding traffic, and unless the public catches up and decides that public transit should be a priority and should be a way they get around their city, then I think, you know, streetcars and transit in general in the U.S. is only going to play a sort of small role.
So it all comes back to this 1.1-mile Center City Connector line on its dedicated lane in Seattle.
Yeah, well, there's a lot riding on that 1.1-mile line.
Nate Berg covers urban issues for national publications. The Seattle City Council approved the City Connector streetcar route this summer. Currently, it's looking for funding.